This is Of Head Wounds and Horses, a Star Trek reboot Lord of the Rings crossover fic, written by Kay Tree and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains no spoilers for either movie series. Of course. Of course their shuttle crashed, and of course they lost most of their survival gear in the following explosion. And of course they're on a pre-warp world with what looks like a dozen heavily armed natives on horseback, coming straight at them at a dead gallop. It's okay, Bones, just follow my lead, Jim says, in that obnoxiously cheerful way only he could ever have, as the natives surround them with the tips of a dozen very ugly-looking spears pointed at them. Normally, Leonard would feel a bit better about Jim taking charge, but the man has an ugly head wound and probably a concussion, so his captainly skills leave a lot to be desired right now. Like diplomacy. Hi, guys. How's it going? Jim asks the man who is the leader of the group, judging by the tall crest of his helmet. Yeah, they're gonna die, all right. Leonard makes his peace with this. The natives talk in angry consternation for a few minutes. They don't understand a word of it. The universal translator was one of the many, many casualties of the crash. The leader of the men dismounts from his horse, head cocked to look at them curiously. He orders something, and the men shift, their spears no longer pointed directly at them. He takes off his helmet, asking something, but Leonard is only half listening because this man could be his twin. Holy shit, Bones! Jim says. He looks just like you! Well, yeah, if he had long hair, a beard, and hadn't bathed in weeks. The man repeats something in his incomprehensible language. He frowns as he realizes that they have no idea what he's saying, then places a hand on his chest. Aomer, he says firmly. He gestures at the men around him. Rohirrim. Leonard McCoy, Leonard says, echoing the gesture. Jim Kirk, he adds for Jim's benefit, as the captain is increasingly unsteady. Aomer nods as if understanding, and whistles. A horse with no rider obediently trots forward, and Leonard realizes that this man means for them to mount it and follow them. I like horses, Bones, Jim says. Do you like horses? Yeah, Jim, Leonard says, as he pulls the other man up in front of him on the horse. I like him just fine. Hopefully Spock will get them out of this soon. The end.